Consequence Podcast Network. Borahei, Iconic Army.
Borahei.
So this month of February, we're launching a special episode called Letters to BTS. This is where you all get to submit your heartfelt messages through audio recordings or emails to be able to share what you would want to tell BTS while they are doing their mandatory service.
Yeah.
So they're not allowed to have any letters from fans right now. So we thought, what better way than to use the podcast to be able to let you guys share your thoughts, your messages for them, what you're up to, your heartfelt messages.
Yeah. Like, what have you always wanted to tell BTS? Here's your opportunity to tell them. And also, what of their music have you been listening to lately? Or what of their content have you been revisiting that you want to, you know, have a little nostalgic moment with them about?
Right.
Like, you know, share with them what you're thinking and feeling being an ARMY right now and like missing BTS right now during their enlistment. Like, what would you want to tell them?
Yeah. Or what you're looking forward to in 2025.
Right.
Yeah. It really could be about anything. It could just be about your love for them. It could be some well wishes, you know, asking them, how are you? How's service going?
Right.
You know, hope it's well.
Right. So. Like, I love the idea of like what, you know, wishing what you would could tell them or what you would talk to them about. Like, think about every single one of your favorite members and things that you've always wanted to tell them.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Here's the opportunity.
There you go.
So we're really excited. So we're asking you to record your audio messages. We ask that they're no longer than 2 minutes maximum. You can submit your audio via the Dropbox links in the description of this episode. The Dropbox link is also linked in our Instagram bio at Standing BTS Podcast. Or you can you could submit a written letter to be read by us on the podcast if you don't want to submit audio. We will only read letters that are submitted to our email. So please submit them to our email. That's standingbtspodcast@gmail.com. The deadline for submissions is February 15th by midnight. So the day after Valentine's Day by midnight. We really cannot wait to hear all of your letters to BTS and be able to share them here with all of ARMY and hopefully BTS too.
Yeah, we miss them so much. And so we're really excited to be able to, you know, put together all of our thoughts and feelings and send them off to them.
Yeah. So thank you guys for submitting.
Yeah.
Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lo Tullis, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
Today, we're going to hang out for about an hour and we're going to be talking about Love Wins All. We're going to be talking about the music video, this collaboration between IU and V. We'll get into lyrics and just our overall thoughts of the song.
Yeah, we're super excited to talk about it today. Before we get too far into it, we want to say thanks, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support. And if you'd like to support us even further, maybe check out our episode documents or come to a virtual Iconic hangout or listen to our sound checks, please consider joining us at patreon.com/standingbts.
And our next Iconic hangout is going to be next Monday.
Next Monday.
I don't know.
Is that the 12th?
The 12th?
Yep.
Yeah.
The day, Super Bowl Monday.
After the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go Chiefs. You know?
Chiefs.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And Usher, fingers crossed for some JK.
I know.
Appearance.
We want Usher to perform Standing Next to You so badly.
Please.
So.
Yes. Yeah. But thank you all for being here, for all of your support, and of course, for listening.
Yes.
All right, let's go ahead and get into this song. Let's first talk about this collaboration. and have a little moment for IU. I feel like we've talked about IU on the podcast before, especially because we've seen her collaborate with Yoongi. But I feel like she's a Korean sweetheart. You know, like she's a huge popular artist in Korea. So we've mentioned her here and there, but we'll just talk a little bit about her background. So she's a South Korean singer, songwriter, composer, and actress. I think she also is starting to like dabble into like hosting like TV shows and things like that too. But she signed on with Loen or L-O-E-N Entertainment, which is now Kakao Entertainment, back in 2007 as a trainee, and then debuted as a singer at the age of 15 with Lost and Found in 2008. And since then, she had released a couple albums and received a good amount of success, but she really achieved like that national stardom after she released Good Day in 2010. And then I would say probably after 2010, she has just like been a complete idol superstar.
Every other album that she's had since then has reached, you know, top of the charts. Everybody loves it. They love her concept. Like, people just love IU, and I so get it. Like,
she's very talented.
She's so talented. Her voice is incredible. She has great lyricism. Like, people always talk about her lyrics are so beautiful, and she really tells a story, you know, through her lyrics and through her vocal expression. Yeah, when I was
she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous too. She's just so gorgeous. She's so pretty. When I was first getting to like into BTS, IU was like the first other K-pop person I learned about.
Yeah.
And I mean, for good, right? Because she's phenomenal.
Yeah, she really is. So like we were saying, she's also previously worked with Suga of BTS for her song 8. And then also she featured on Yoongi's song People Part 2. Major collaborations. Very neat to see her now have collaborated with Taeyang.
Yeah. And this is so interesting because I think this might be like the first time on the podcast ever that we're talking about a song that a BTS member is in the music video, but not in the actual song.
Yeah.
So Taeyang doesn't have a verse on this song, but he is the lead main character in the music video. And, you know, she cast him as such. He really, really wanted to star like in a K-drama or something before enlisting, and he talked about, you know, to ARMY that he, you know, like regrettably did not have time to do that just with his own scheduling of like coming out with his own album,
his
Layover.
Own album. I mean, that took priority.
Filming all those music videos. I mean, come on. Yeah. So that definitely took priority for him, and he did not have time to, you know, also devote to filming a whole K-drama.
Right. His music is number one for him.
Right.
To me, that just shows like that's his priority there.
Yeah. So he had his priorities straight. But he, you know, you just don't have all the hours in the day.
Right.
So with the time constraints, he was really excited to hop on this project and to do this for ARMY. He knew that it would be coming out like after he was already enlisted. And so he was excited for us to be able to like see him and enjoy, you know, his acting and some work from him in his absence. Mm-hmm. And I mean, wow.
We
totally are. Yeah. We have. He just brings such leading male in a K-drama energy to this music video. And we really can't take our eyes off of him this entire time. He's just so handsome. He looks so perfect. And his acting is top notch. Like,
it really is.
I mean, we both watched Harang, where he acts in that K-drama. He stars in it and he does phenomenal in that. But his acting chops have gotten even better since then.
Really? Yeah.
Like the expressions that he's giving and just him in every moment, he's totally convincing me that this is like their reality and they're really going through this and that everything is like this life for death situation. His acting is just phenomenal.
Yeah, and we'll get more into his acting when we get into the music video,
right?
Because there's so much to talk about there.
Yeah, I
wish that we could know even more about this collaboration and how it came about, but IU did say that when they were coming up with like the music video, that the director had said that the male lead has to possess the mood of a young boy, however he must give off a cool and reliable feeling. And they were thinking, like, who on earth is like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who has this young boy energy,
right,
but also is, like, very cool and reliable? And they were like, Kim Taeyang.
IU
was like Kim Taeyang.
Fresh, youthful energy, you know? Kim Taeyang.
Yeah.
Totally.
I mean, we've talked about, like, I mean, it makes me think of Inner Child.
Right.
You know, like, he definitely has that youthful, fun loving, especially like younger Taeyong. Yeah. Like you see that goofiness, silliness.
And, yeah.
He possesses that, but then also like he's just so cool. Like yeah. he really can pull off any outfit. He can do whatever. He's just cool.
Right.
It really makes me think of our iconic Anne had mentioned something of that. Like he can really wear whatever, do whatever.
Right.
Like
and he just pulls it off. Looks incredible.
Looks great. All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And Taeyong also said like he really liked this director mm-hmm. and he loved the song. And so he was really looking forward to like working with this director and like, you know, kind of taking note from them and having that experience of like doing that in place of a K-drama. I just thought that he was like, okay, well, I at least it get to work perfect. With a cool director.
Yeah. It seems like the stars aligned.
For sure. Yeah. So let's talk about the song itself a little bit and then we'll talk about the music video. Mm-hmm. So we love this song. This is a beautiful song.
It is a beautiful song.
So much like heartfelt emotion we get coming off of the song, but immediately it brought us to two places as far as like vibe. Mm-hmm. Bethany, you said this gives me 1,000 Years by Christina Perry.
Especially the beginning of the song.
The piano.
The intro of the song, the first couple lines that IU sings definitely gives 1,000 Years.
Right. If you don't recall the song, it's a song that they made for Twilight, for like their wedding scene. So go look it up because you'll be like, yeah, it does kind of give me that vibe. Mm-hmm. It has like this song, and I guess both of them have this slow paced, like sweet piano. And then in this song, there is like a really nice build to it. And we bring in some strings and some orchestral instruments that really make this beautiful, really bring in like that sweetheart vibe. And also reminded us a little bit of 1,000 Years just with that vibe.
It's also very moving. And there's like there's a very sweet romantic sense to it.
Yeah, and there's a beautiful swell to it, you know, that gives that romance. Mm-hmm. But also the song gave me, like, just come with me here.
I love it. Yes.
Like, you ever
I'm
seen
with
that?
You've
seen that show Outlander?
Yes.
You know, and it's very much like old Scotland and, you know, like they're flying through the winds and it's just like freedom and... Mm-hmm. It gives me that vibe. It gives me like some like a little bit of like Celtic woman. Like it's the melody and the chord progression. Like
it's
just
the chord progression.
It's that rhythm.
Yeah.
And the way the rhythm fits with like the piano. Mm-hmm. It just really gives me like that Gaelic influence. I don't know why, but
I feel it. The second you told me that, I was like, oh yes, it's giving very like Celtic women.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of that kind of like what you were saying, the melody progression, just like this kind of multiple notes, like do 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 do,
yeah,
do 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 do. You know, it has this kind of sound to it, I suppose. But I had to immediately listen to the song "Shularun" or "Shularun" by Celtic Women because it very much has that sound to it.
Yeah.
But once we got here, we were like, these are the two most random like pieces of music to like combine like 1,000 Years, Christina Perry, and then like Celtic Women.
Right.
Like, pair that together. And that's the song.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like at least that's like the production vibe of this song.
The sound,
way that the sound comes together, it gives us that. And it's beautiful how it works, you know.
Yeah.
I like, we're not dogging it by making these connections.
It, no.
We love it.
I think we're just laughing at ourselves for having...
For making the connection.
For making those
connections. And I just think that it's such a... I feel a little bit of an obscure influence on IU's music to have this like kind of Gaelic sound. Like you were talking about that multiple overlay note, like chord progression, that does give it that very like Scottish vibe, like horses galloping or something.
Yeah.
But it works so well.
It does work really well. And IU's voice is just so gentle and airy and we love the softness, but like, even with that softness, like her voice has such a crescendo to it when it's necessary in the song. And it adds to the build and the power of like the choruses, but still like maintaining this very like brightness in her voice too.
Yeah.
So like even though the song like at the beginning might sound a little gloomy or a little heartbreaking, like there's this very powerful emotion like going into the chorus that like it feels hopeful. It feels like enduring here. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, beautiful vocal runs from her. At the very end, there's like a key change that you hear, which, you know, contributes more to that like continual build that happens throughout the song. And that key change also makes it a little like it lifts the song.
Right.
It makes it a little bit more hopeful and empowering, and that love truly does overcome, which is the whole message of the song.
And I just love how the instruments, you know, we talked about those strings that will kind of swell up, how her voice pairs with those so well too.
Yeah.
Like she builds the crescendo in her voice along with the instruments, and it all kind of builds and swells and moves you together. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, it's a very successful song in how they put it together. It's just, it really brings the impact of those feelings of like that, you know, maybe the, some of the struggle of love, but also the hope and the passion and the joy that all those amazing moments of love and life can bring. And that's the feeling that you get like even before you look at the lyrics of the song.
There's such a strong emotional build in this song without a doubt, and it for sure takes you to a place of like, even without seeing the music video, you feel the like the deep running love, like you're talking like, you know, marriages, like people have like been together forever,
right?
You know, like that kind of powerful enduring love,
right? Totally. Yeah, it very much feels like that enduring love, and the lyrics reflect that too, like we talked about. IU is such a lyricist, and her lyrics here like really read like a poem to me as we're kind of going through. And I think, you know, when you watch the music video with it too, the way it goes through and it builds off of the lyrics as like a poem kind of vibe, you know, the way that it tells the story. But
Can I just say one more thing about like the song? Like we just talked so much about like how strongly it like you feel the love. It also makes me think of, isn't there a John Legend song that like was like a big wedding?
All of Me.
It's giving that too.
Yes, totally.
Like, I feel like that's a really good example. And I think A Thousand Years is a really good example of like a love that like will last forever.
And we're sitting here listening to the song and watching this music video and thinking about our husbands.
I literally am just thinking about Corey and just everything we've been through and like the deep running love.
I mean, seeing, we'll get to the music video, but seeing them dressed up in like wedding apparel makes me think of Jordan and I at our wedding, and makes us think about like dancing. And it, you know, it brings you right there. And even just listening to the song, it brings you right there.
Sorry, we were getting into lyrics, but I was like, it was on my mind. I'm like, I have to give one more example of just like how much you feel the love in this song. And it's not just like a lovey-dovey kind of song. This is like, you know, a love that stands the test of time.
Yeah, I love your description of the enduring love, because that's really, really how it feels. It's like, and in the lyrics, she's talking about in kind of like the verses, the trials that love can go through, the uncertainty that life brings you, where she's like, you know, would you take me along? I don't know if I can dream this with my imagination. Even far away in the universe, would you go with me? Even if like they might be battling loneliness. And then they even talk about like the, like worrying if it will be a bad ending, you know, whether or not that's a fault of their own or a fault of the world. It seems like she's talking a lot about the world and the universe, you know, coming between them, or, you know, and she's asking them like, will you still run away with me? Can we run? Can we go?
In the night of the day, like when things get really dark, when things get bad, even, you know, unexpectedly, will you still be with me? Will you still, you know, even when we're sad, will you still be lovers and run away together?
And I feel like that's really what the enduring love is all about, is being able to do that and knowing that you are on the other side of it. Let's talk about the lyrics in the chorus a little bit.
The lyrics in the chorus that I really love are the run away from necessity, run on, go to the end with me, my lover, two of us side by side, gone astray on purpose. I'm just going to read the last of it. I just love it. Crush me in your arms, give me a lovelier kiss, lover. Our love wins all, love wins all. And she just says love, love, love. And for me, it's like, again, it's that everlasting love, that love wins against all odds. Like, it's a love that overpowers all of the worst that can happen in this world. That, like, running away from necessity, like, you really see that in the music video, like, legit running for their lives. But, like, I just feel that there's so much that can happen in this world where couples really feel like there's so much that can get in the way of your happiness, or it can get in the way, like, the just everyday life that just you get caught up in, like, life stressors, or you feel like the weight of the sorrows of the world around you and the horrible things that are happening. And it just pushes you. Like, I know that Corey and I have felt many times, like, just want to pack up and leave and go live off the grid somewhere far away and be like, live sustainably without having to deal with any of it.
Right.
Because, like, truly, like, your love is like the only thing that matters in the world, you know?
Right. And this is like one of those things where it's like she's asking her partner to realize, you know, like, mm-hmm. even through all of this, like, let's remember that our love is the only thing that matters. And like, mm-hmm. even if we have to be sad together, you know, let's be sad together and let's get through it. It just really makes me think of how, like, we all want to live in the happiness and those joyful moments of our relationships. And yeah, just because of those circumstances in the world, it's not always that simple. It's not always that easy. Like, Jordan and I, we just had like so much bad go on in our lives, like, all at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, he got COVID, then I got COVID, mm-hmm. then the pipes in our garage burst because it was like 0 fucking degrees outside.
It was like negative 15 degrees outside.
Right. And so we had no water for 24 hours. We got our pipes fixed and then our furnace went out, so we had no heat for 24 hours and it's still freaking cold outside. Like, so much that we had to deal with back to back to back. And like, we just had to lean on each other for support. Mm-hmm. Like, it's purely us that have to deal with that and go through that. And it sucks completely. And it's like,
but it wears you down.
It wears you down so much. And it's just one of those things, those challenges in life that like you have to get through. Mm-hmm. And it's in those moments that you're so grateful that you get to go through them with that person. Yeah. And it's like, damn, this sucks right now, but at least we're in this together. At least I have you. And it's just like, that's when you know, like, that's your person, because you guys are like, you are surviving and thriving through those tough times and those hard situations, and you come through it together. And then when you get to experience, you know, that silver lining of life where you get to have those amazing moments, they are just so much sweeter because you guys have gone through the hard stuff together and you know that you can outlast it and you can survive through it. And then, you know, you just get to have that wonderful, happy, blissful moment. Mm-hmm. So that's really how the lyric spoke to me. And I just really, really love the song.
I love the song too. The lyrical message really, again, with the instrumental, is reflecting like that deep-rooted love.
Yeah.
Definitely.
For sure. I mean, I think the title of the song, it brings me back to it. Love wins all. Like, mm-hmm. it's true. That deep, that enduring love, it will win it all.
Nothing can destroy it.
Yeah. So true.
Love.
We just love love. Yeah. Also, it's like I was reflecting that it's the perfect season for her to drop this song it's like Valentine's Day coming up. I'm sure that she had planned that and thought about it because it's just the season of love. People want to be in love. They want to feel it. And so I love that this is not, so often we get those, you know, 1,000 years, the All of Me, the songs that are for the wedding day. Mm-hmm. This song is for the anniversary. This song is for that Valentine's Day that you've spent 10 Valentine's Day together already. Mm-hmm. And you want to, you know, really feel that. Like, I feel like she made that song for those of us that have those long term relationships.
So true. And, you know, even though Taeyang does not feature on this song, mm-hmm. with Taeyang's album Layover, like, there's so many songs that I feel like, with his lyrical messages too, so much suit his style. Like, this is very much his style and his alley of, like, it also gives that kind of like old timey love, you know? And I just feel like Taeyang is very much like into that. Like, that's an aesthetic for him. Like, I swear he could be a crooner.
Yeah, totally.
Like, he just seems like an old soul. So
maybe we'll get like a remix of this song where Taeyang adds a verse in or something. But I totally agree. You can tell
he desires this kind of like, this love. I think we all do, but like, you feel like he just really wants a love that is like this.
And you can see it in the music video, like, with how he acts.
He so perfectly fits in it.
He does.
I mean,
he's made for it. He's made for that kind of love.
Yeah,
totally.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
So let's talk a little bit about the music video itself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this music video is set, it's like a dystopian romance post-apocalyptic society. And we see Taeyong and IU fleeing and running, and they're hiding, you know, like running through woods, and then they're hiding in like urban settings. Like we think possibly like a big hotel with maybe like shops on the bottom floor mm-hmm. is kind of what it seems like. Potentially like an old mall, but we really get like hotel vibes.
It looks like an old hotel yeah. that you would maybe have your wedding reception.
Right. Yeah. Totally. Mm-hmm. And yeah, with like maybe it's like the resort style. It has more like social stuff on the bottom mm-hmm. and floors on the top. Yeah. And so we see them kind of like running into this to like find cover. And what they're running from are these massive floating boxes. They look like concrete, you know, like they're gray, very hard, but at times they're also glowing, like glowing blue when they're kind of like on the search for people, mm-hmm. and then they're glowing red like when they're about to get you. Mm-hmm. So it seems like these are kind of like an alien type of, you know, something or some advanced tech they're right. taking over advanced the world. Yeah, sure, they're yeah. trying to eradicate humans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're running away from this, and then we see that IU has lost her hearing. We see her like signing to Taeyong and motioning mm-hmm. to Taeyong instead of speaking. And then we also see that Taeyong has lost part of his vision, so he can only see out of one eye and the other one is kind of glossy.
Yeah. And it kind of took us a while to get here to realize that like she had lost hearing and that he had, I mean, we saw his eye, but like it didn't click because at first we're like, wow, she's really guiding him. Like, right. Taeyong looks like such a baby girl.
We felt
girl.
Like, oh, he's just baby girl vibes. Yeah. Sweet Taeyong, just, you know, we were like, oh, IU taking this, like, uh-huh. female empowerment role of, like, taking charge is how it felt at first. Yeah. And then we realized, no, they've gone through, like, battle. She's lost yeah. her hearing. He's lost some of his vision. She is guiding him out of necessity.
Poor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Yeah. But then they enter this building where we think it's, like, this hotel type right. thing. Very nice formal hotel. But in the middle, there's this mound of clothes. And I know that every army out there immediately went to Spring Day.
Totally.
Like, I feel like even if you're not an army, you know, people in Korea.
Anyone in
I'm
Korea
sure,
who's yeah. watching this, because like, that is one of the biggest songs of all time in Korea.
Right. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So symbolic. Like you can't not think of Spring Day with this mound of clothes. But they go and explore around in this building, and you see they find this camcorder, like in one of the gift shops, and they pick it up, and Taeyong turns it on. And when he looks through the lens of this camera, he sees IU in this very different light. It's her from the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's her when they, you know, on their wedding day, mm-hmm. looking very beautiful mm-hmm. and radiant. Much different from how she looks mm-hmm. in real time when
right.
he's actually going to record her. And so this is their way of kind of like reliving the good times of their past life while like living in this like dystopian like society where like everything is up in ruin and
right.
like they're
running for their lives, being hunted.
Being hunted, running for their lives.
Right.
So they use the camcorder as just a way to visualize and look through the lens towards their past. And it kind of is like this coping mechanism and a way for them to kind of like relive these moments and be happy when they're in mm-hmm. like such a terrified, frightened, you know, very gloomy state.
Right.
I love the part where they're filming each other taking bites of desserts mm-hmm. and like food. It's so cute. Like Taeyong is adorable in this moment where he takes a bite of this like powdered, I don't know, it's like a powdered donut or like a powdered sweet.
Something like that.
And it like he just looks like he takes the cutest bite mm-hmm. out of it, you know, and you can't
help when they're talking about needing like that youthful boyish like bringing that energy, that was him purely
was
right
him
there
here,
just
yeah.
so full of joy, so sweet.
And she goes over and wipes the powder off his lips and just like
love
oh it's
it.
So sweet. But you see them on their wedding day. You see them in a photo booth together. It's just really, really sweet.
Also, the cool thing about the eating the food there and the camcorder is the camcorder has like a bit of magic, because after IU is like motioning, like taking a bite of the macaron, she actually reacts and she says, "It feels like I actually just ate that. I can taste it, like I'm eating it." Yeah.
Ah,
and okay. So she's like motioning to him about that. And that's what prompts him to pretend to eat, because like in some way they actually felt like they were eating
like
it.
They were eating. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay. So it's a really special camcorder.
Yeah.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, kind of towards the end then, or like halfway through, they snap back to reality when they realize that the concrete block is near them again. And so they start to run and flee through the corridors looking for an escape, but it's really no use. They end up getting blocked, kind of get cornered, and there's just, you know.
They see out of, like, they kind of go to this corner and the wall's kind of, like, broken through.
Yeah.
And this is, like, man, they're, like, dead end, you know?
Yeah, dead end.
And they couldn't even, like, jump out or go out that way because they can see out there. There's just, like, infinitely more of these blocks like searching for people outside. Yeah. So like that's not gonna work. They have to turn around, keep going.
No hope, kind of. Yeah.
Right. They turn around.
And then this is where they come like face to face with one of these concrete boxes. And IU actually goes to pick up this metal pipe to defend them, but Taeyeon grabs it from IU and he defends them and like is hitting it savagely. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's like, talk about actor Kim Tae-young here.
For real.
This was like a huge Harang flashback for us. But he really is like ferociously hitting this as hard as he can to no avail. But then they both sit back and, you know, he kind of, there's no hope.
Like, right.
He can't destroy it. And he falls back and they both kind of sit back where IU embraces Tae-young from behind as the block glows red and it inches closer. And ultimately, you see them kind of like evaporate in a way. And you see like the camcorder down at their feet. Mm-hmm. Like it's recording from the ground.
Right.
And it shows their feet and then they lift up from the ground as they're like abducted or taken by this like alien block thing. And so you see the camcorder stop recording.
Right. It like goes out of battery right then.
Yeah. And then the ending shot is just like gut-wrenching.
Fuck.
Because you see like this large like kind of massive shot of like the whole hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
You see the pile of clothes and you see IU and Taeyong's clothes fall without them onto the pile of clothes.
Yeah, and like the way they did it too, it's like you register, you're back in like the big main hotel space, but they don't quite show the clothes yet. They just show from the ceiling the dress and the suit starting to fall. Mm-hmm. And it looks so beautiful falling, you know, catching the light billowing in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And then it pans down as it's falling and it's falling to the top of the pile of clothes.
Yeah.
And just the impact of seeing that, you know, like at the beginning of the music video, especially watching it for the first time, like you really don't think too much about the clothes, especially us as ARMY. Like it just made us think about Spring Day.
Yeah.
And we thought like, oh, is this just like aesthetic? Like we didn't have too much context for the music video yet. So the first watching through, you don't think too much about the clothes.
Yeah.
And then at the end, when you realize, oh, these are the clothes of all the people that have been abducted by, you know, like this block right here in this area. And then to see the finality of it happening to them too.
Right.
It's so gut-wrenching.
It is
so sad.
Yeah.
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
Really, it you visualize a little bit deeper of like all of the, I mean, you only saw two of the people whose lives were taken. Mm-hmm. And like Kayla, you had said it felt like watching a full K-drama.
A full K-drama.
That they went through.
In like 4 minutes, you saw their whole love story.
Yeah. But then to see a full pile and knowing that that whole pile closes like everyone who has been taken.
Right. How many people had a story just like that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking.
It's very heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of these like visual shots from the music video that just had us stunned, because there were many. And like actor Kim Tae-young, as much of this, like how the story ultimately ends up sad in the music video, I think the lyrics of the song end very hopeful, you know, like the love is enduring and going on. And like, even if their lives are taken, their love is still lasting and enduring.
And it's just, oh, it just, you really can't help but to feel such high emotion seeing them relived their happiest moments together in the darkest of times here, you know, like, oh, it just shows like nothing can get in the way of their love.
Totally.
Like, they'll be happy as long as they're together.
Yeah.
One of the shots, like just right at the beginning, I feel like you see when they walk into the hotel and IU is guiding Taeyang. This is when we really get like the first shot of like Taeyang looking like he just looks so beat up, man. He just looks so beat up. His sweater, of course, already is like kind of holey naturally. Like it has holes in it, but like, oh, he just looks tattered and worn. And you see like a real good shot of his eye. His right eye is just like really hazy and you can tell has been damaged.
Yeah. And he has like some cuts and bruising on his face happening too, like some discoloration happening. And what was so like, we are so fucking whipped for this man, because even though he's all beat up and he looks like war torn, like this first shot of him like walking in, I'm like, fuck, he looks so good.
He looks
like,
very
damn
handsome.
He's handsome. Yeah. Like he can't help but to be so ridiculously handsome. And because we didn't have context, we didn't realize yet that he had lost his vision. Just him being like led around by IU, he just looks so freaking cute too. That's when we were like, he's so baby girl, like we just love it so much. So at the beginning of the music video, Taeyang was absolutely just like destroying us. And I love that it's of course main character Taeyang, he's the one who discovers the camcorder and he's like curious about it and picks it up and kind of is like looking through it. And for him to be looking through it and to realize, like, to see her in that new light and be like, this is my love. Like, oh my gosh, like back. And to see both of them kind of like well up in tears to see like that old version of themselves is so powerful. And when she grabs the camcorder and aims it back at him and can see like the fresh, beautiful, handsome Taeyang that we all know.
Oh, the shot of him and her hand, she like kind of traces around his eye. And I think she's like admiring like his healthy eye.
Yeah.
But like also he has a freckle like right underneath his eye that I just feel like she's like going to touch his freckle. And I'm like, oh my God. Like it's just, it's a beautiful shot of him. And you just see like her really like appreciating.
Yeah. It's the appreciation. It's the appreciation and like the tender touch that she has, the care that she has when she reaches out to touch him. And yeah, I do think that it's really impactful that it's showing like that close up of his same eye, you know, like in real life being so damaged and hazy. And then her like really admiring like him of the past, like damn.
Also like admiring something that you maybe wouldn't have like so deeply admired because it was always there. You took it for granted, you know? So it's just very touching to see that shot.
I think so too.
I also have to say, like, in the behinds with the camcorder, like, I do think it's, like, perfect that Taeyang picks up the camcorder because, like, he's just, like, into photography and he's just so artsy like that. Yeah. But, like, in the behind, he, like, was like, I want one of these. Like, I need one of these.
Yeah.
I just think it's so funny that it was, like, a prop for the music video.
Right.
And he's like, I actually want one.
I need this in my daily life.
IRL. Yeah.
I know we already kind of talked about like them eating the food at the table, but this is like when they're really starting to like imagine their wedding day again. And I just love IU's acting here and how unassuming she is as she's like, she's pulling this like dirty, it's like covered in dust, like nasty fork up to her mouth and like, you know, just pantomiming eating something just for fun, just to bring some you know lightheartedness to their like terrible day. And for her to take a bite and then actually taste something and react in that way, and you know he's looking at her through the camcorder and he sees like this delicious looking macaron that she's biting into. It's just one of those like first moments in the music video that you're really seeing like, okay, like they're gonna spark like some sweetness, some happiness here. And this is, I feel like, is when like the nostalgia is really like building for them.
The nostalgia for sure really starts picking up here. And again, just the shot of Taeyang, again, like you get that kind of baby girl, just very adorable, taking a bite of this powdered dessert and getting it all over his lips and kind of like shrugging his shoulders and like doing this really cheeky grin. So cute.
It's
unbearably cute.
And like his little, like his smile is so cute, the boxy smile. And he's making this powdered donut look like it's the best thing he's ever eaten.
I know.
And like, and if you're in this situation, this post-apocalyptic life, it probably like would feel that way, that it's the best thing you've ever had.
It looks as if he just like someone tickled him while he was eating it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like kind of squirming up. Like,
right.
You know, can't help but to laugh.
Filled
and
with glee over it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like yeah.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. And it's so cute to see her wipe the donut from, or the powder from his lips.
Another really sweet moment of her just like taking care of him and like appreciating him.
There's a lot of her like so gently touching his face in this music video.
Yeah.
You also see them do it in the photo shoot.
The photo booth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love the like, okay, so we see the shots of them like all fresh, like the throwback through the camcorder in the photo booth. Mm-hmm. And then we get a shot of like real life outside the photo booth, and you can just see like all these dingy clothes and cobwebs and dirt, and like it just looks like they should not be there, you know. When I'm watching the video, and by this point we're realizing they're being hunted, you know, that point when they're sitting in the photo booth, I'm starting to get like a little bit of anxiety, like they're starting to lose you know, like the forefront, what should be the forefront of their mind here.
Yeah.
And they're getting really lost in the fantasy and wrapped up in like the nostalgia. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's also like super sweet to see that, like, yes, not only do we see them in their wedding clothes, like in the photo booth, but then you see them like in like real life where it seems so out of place. Mm-hmm. But like you see that they're genuinely in that moment happy.
Right.
Just visualizing,
right, just purely visualizing,
and it shows that like they have this moment of happiness before they're about to be like taken,
right?
You know? I don't know.
I agree, it's really beautiful. Yeah. Like even in the midst of the most horrible things ever, they're able to like find that happiness and that like love within
to
each
smile
other
and love on each other.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I love the photo booth shots too, like IU like grabbing Taeyong's cheeks
and
pulling him
close. He like does a little ducky mouth for it too. Like,
I love it.
Really.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
Let's talk about the best scene of their like wedding, where we actually see like wedding reception.
Yeah.
Because this is just wonderful.
Like first dance type of moment between these two.
Yeah.
In the behind the scenes, we find out that Taeyong is actually singing to IU.
Yeah.
So he's like actually serenading her during
Crooner.
The music video.
Mm.
Yeah, like the recording, like
right.
Instead of just like pretending or whatever, he's actually singing to her. She has her hand like wrapped around his neck and they're like forehead to forehead putting flowers in each other's, like behind each other's ears, and they just look so in love.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just, it looks real. Like, I mean, like the way that they are loving on each other
is just
so sweet.
I mean, I really think that Taeyong just had her fall in love with him.
Hand
right
it
there
up.
Like, I mean, if he is singing, if Taeyong is singing to any person, you know, forehead to forehead serenading them.
I wonder what he was singing. Love Me Again.
Oh my gosh, probably. And how could you not fall in love?
Yeah,
come on.
Very true.
It has to be Love Me Again. In my mind, it's the only song that would be singing right then. Right. Yeah. But then it's like after this is like, I feel like one of the most beautiful moments of the whole video when he's serenading her and they just look so in love. And it's like, I mean, especially that it's reliving their wedding reception. That's like the peak of your like love, you know, that.
Oh,
yeah. You can always go back and
you'll
like
never
think
forget
about
that.
Those. Never.
Yeah. Like and best moment of your life.
Totally.
Yeah.
And so like this is like, oh, the feelings of all the love and all of their joy is built. And then they're like snapped out of it immediately. Mm-hmm. And they realize that like this block, this fucking blue glowing
fucking block.
God damn it. And it's made its way into the room. Like it's right fucking in front of them. And they're like, oh, shit. And they have to start running. And so now we see them. They did actually like change into their this wedding attire.
Yeah.
You know? And so, but now we see that it's like all tattered and worn, and there's even like dirt and mud and like maybe some blood even,
maybe
like
a little
on
bit
IU's
of blood,
dress.
Yeah.
And so now they're like in this wedding attire here, but they are running for their lives down that hallway there. And
yeah,
this is like when they get to that dead end, and when you really see like that ultimate look of hopelessness and defeat on Taeyong's face.
Yeah. When they're running through the corridors, like talking about acting, like they've had to do every emotion essentially here, like falling in love, you know, just being in this blissful state,
right,
into this like frightened, like fearing for your life,
fear for their life.
Yeah.
And like earlier in the music video, it was like kind of like a survival kind of mood, like a fear, mm-hmm, but you know, feeling like you could, like you're fighting through, mm-hmm, and you're just surviving and you're trying to be stealthy.
Yeah.
Like for real, they had to bring out every different emotion,
yeah,
for this music video.
And like what you were getting to, like when they end up reaching like that kind of dead end,
mm-hmm,
Taeyong looks so defeated. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's like their only way out. And he looks like that in that moment, it hits him that like, this is it.
We're done for.
We're done for.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy to see that written on his face. Just amazing acting.
Incredible acting.
And then you see him try to like actually go in and like strike and kill this block with like this metal rod. And like the acting here doesn't even look like acting. Like the pure like desperation to kill this,
yeah,
block, it looks so real.
Yeah.
Like I feel like if someone were actually in this situation, this is what they would look like.
Yeah,
you know?
I
like,
agree.
It's not like, this sounds crazy to say, but like, I mean, obviously he's still attractive, but like, it's not pretty. It's like, mm-hmm, it's like just complete fear, desperation. I have to do this. Like,
yeah,
putting everything I have to be able to kill this thing, because if not, I'm gonna die.
Totally.
That's what it looks like.
100%. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And I, like, every time we've watched this music video, I've been so impressed, like,
mm-hmm,
that is the emotion that he's able to bring forth. Like I've said, I don't doubt for a second that this is like his real life experience. Like, mm-hmm, when you watch this video, you're so sucked into the storyline. Like, you know, especially in that moment, it's not like this is Kim Taeyong of BTS.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this man is fighting for his life. He's about to die.
Yeah.
Like, really, really impressive acting.
Yeah.
And he totally,
it's a very real take on it.
For real.
Yeah.
I mean, full commitment.
Yeah.
This, you know, yeah, he did so well.
He
here
did.
yeah oh yeah. I mean, and when you watch the behind and you can hear him yelling and screaming during,
mm-hmm,
it too, like that's what makes it so guttural. Like,
yeah,
it is.
I don't know how many takes it took, but like in that behind, it made it look like it was one take.
It was one take and everybody was like, shit, fuck. I think that was it, like we got it.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, yeah. But what is like in the video after he does this, it's like he used up his last bit of energy and he stumbles back onto the ground. And this is when IU comes up and like is embracing him from behind.
Mm-hmm.
And she puts her, she puts her arm around his chest, like
right
around
his
collarbone, right over his heart. And he brings his hand up and puts it right over it. And oh, so they're like holding hands
for
the last time.
Yeah.
And embracing each other. And that just like really gets me. It's this beautiful shot of their hands too. Like,
mm-hmm,
the cinematography is just incredible.
Yeah.
And he's leaning back into her and she looks so tiny surrounding,
mm-hmm,
him, like trying to protect him. Like his head is taking up her whole upper body, you know?
Yeah.
And they're both just looking up to this thing. Like, she's starting to cry and he looks like so resentful.
Yeah.
And you know, like, just, I mean, he looks like he's kind of accepting that this is what is about to happen.
Yeah.
But also just like he's so fucking mad at this thing,
yeah,
for taking his life away from him. Like, especially,
yeah,
that they just relived their whole love story, you know, and were living in that moment together right before this thing came,
yeah,
to claim them, you
right
know. Like, he just looks so fucking mad at it and at,
yeah,
the world that this is how
he
it's
no
gonna
longer
end.
Like, the fear is gone now.
Yeah.
He's just, He's just pissed.
He's pissed.
You know, he's very upset that this thing ultimately is going to take us.
And it's like, even heightened too, as like the thing starts to like glow red, you know, and like the shot, like I always think I had to snap out of it a little bit because I'm like, fuck, he looks good again.
Yeah. I mean, he looks Kim very Tang hot here because I'm pissed. Like, goddamn.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, he just looks so, so good. And, but the feeling of anger and resentment is even heightened because the block starts to glow red and reflecting onto them. And so you can even feel that build for him. And I can't get over to like IU embracing him from the back, so her one hand's across his heart, she puts her other hand covering his good eye.
I know,
fucking stop it.
So that he can't see it, so he can't, or that she's protecting it. I don't know, but like it really hurts. Like, it's so intentional.
It hurts so bad. Yeah. Like, when I realized that's what she was doing, I was like, are you fucking kidding? Like,
I also just love that it's not like, it's not him holding on to her,
right?
It's her holding on to him, because like, again, like, I would do this for, like, I really feel like if I were in this situation, like, I would want to, like, love and protect Corey as much as I could, you know? Like, it's not like a...
I mean, fuck just, a gender role when you're surviving.
Yeah, when you're surviving, it's literally like, I love you, you love me, like, we're doing, we're both protecting each other as much as we can. And, like, her comforting him, like, oh, it gets me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh.
Ugh. Yeah, literally.
Lots of emotion.
It's just heart-wrenching. Like, especially when we get to the end of it and we see that last moment with them. We see her covering his eye and then, like, seeing their feet lift off and the clothes fall onto the pile, and you realize the finality of it. It's just like, fuck. Like, it's heavy.
Yeah. But also such an aesthetic shot of the pile of clothes.
So aesthetic. Yeah, the whole music video is really beautifully shot. Like, I mentioned the cinematography a couple minutes ago. Like, the director did such an incredible job of not only like making it beautiful, like they look great the entire time, even when they're super wounded, but the storytelling of it, you know, the scenes and how they decided to put it all together. It really did feel like watching a whole, you know, season long K-drama in one music video, and all of the emotions that we felt, not only listening to the song, but watching the video, like, really took us there.
It did.
Took us all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And perfectly reflects the meaning of the song, too. I think, portraying, like, love wins all.
Love wins all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. This was such an unexpected piece of content that we really, like, weren't expecting from Taeyong, you know? It's so sweet that he committed to this 1 week before having to go into service.
Right.
So I also just think it's so wonderful that IU thought of casting V to be a part of this when thinking about the male lead.
Yeah.
And so I'm just really happy that it worked out and panned out how it did, because it seemed like he really wanted to deliver some kind of K-drama acting type material for ARMY, and this was like his perfect shot to do it, and he really worked hard to give it to us, but right before he left. So
It's
wonderful. It's a gorgeous song. IU,
gorgeous song. She always does so well, and the song is, you know, just like that, just beautiful. I will definitely be re-listening to this song, adding it to my Valentine's playlist. Yes, you know, and I'm super grateful that Taeyong had the opportunity and the time to be able to be part of this project. And wow, I did not realize how much I would really, really enjoy this song and also the music video
That Taeyong
did on it. Yeah, really loved it. I'm super grateful for this content, and I'm glad we got to talk about it this week.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So we hope that you Iconics also enjoyed this episode, and be looking forward to our Letters to BTS episode. We would love to share your audio messages or read your letters that you email to us. And we are super excited to put together that episode for you all. So
please submit. We really appreciate it. We want to hear your stories. We want to share them.
And your story deserves to be heard.
Yes.
You know, your feelings and what you want to say to BTS. So don't think that it's too small or too insignificant to share, because that is so not true.
And
we love to hear what you have to say, and so do the rest of the Iconic ARMY. So send them in, let us hear it. Deadline is February 15th, and you can do our Dropbox link for audio files in the description or in our Instagram bio, and of course you can email us your letters to standingbtspodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks, guys.
Want to thank our supporters on Patreon, the VIP Iconics, Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Deja. Thank you guys so, so much. We love you and we appreciate all of your support, everyone who is listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. And again, find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS.